Oh, what about yesterday, the first day of December? Christmas is upon us. And do you send greeting cards? Well, somebody wants you to. Henry Kovacevic is on the phone, and he's the president of the Australian Greeting Card Association. Good morning, Henry.
Good morning, Hayden and Millie. Nice to chat to you, and let's talk about the importance of Christmas cards this year. Yes.
So what's the vibe, Henry? This year, we've been in touch digitally with COVID all year, but the association wants people to get back to Christmas cards. Tell us what's going on.
Yes, well, it is a very great traditional form of communicating people, at Christmas time. And we've been in a very fractured world over the last 9 months. It's nice that things are slowly opening up a little bit, but cards are a great way to reconnect and rebuild relationship with friends and family. So hopefully people can think about all their loved ones, buy a few Christmas cards, send them off and bring some smiles to everybody's faces.
Henry, do you think that people haven't sent Christmas cards in the past because there's been pressure? Because there's almost an expectation that we've got to put a lot of, like, a story of our lives or the years and into putting Christmas cards and sent through the mail?
Yeah, well, Hayden, look, it's true. Firstly, let me say we've been in a digital era for the last 25 years where people have been sending SMS messages, social media messaging and emails to each other. But sending a greeting card is a really personalised way to really show someone that how much you care about them, because everything from the moment we go into a shop, like a newsagent card shop, supermarket, department store, pick it out, bring it home, write it up, stick it in an envelope, post it, just shows how much you really are thinking about and caring of that person. Yeah. So it really is a rich way to reconnect with family and friends.
Do you think, Henry, that there will be more people, because we've been online so much this year in 2020 with everything with COVID, that people will go back to posting a letter with a stamp this year?
Indeed they will, and I think a surprising fact that you and your listeners might be interested in is, guess which demographic is taking up the purchase of greeting card sending the most? It's the millennials. Can you believe that?
Wow.
The millennials, they were born into the digital era, and they've gone, we'll keep doing this, delete, delete, delete. But what happens, they've worked out, you send a greeting card and you add your handwriting to it, right? So there's something that's also a bit novel as well, because we've been using keyboards for even longer.
Yeah.
So everyone's just looking for that ritual way to say, look, here's a little something that's really personalised between you and me, from the design on the front to my handwriting on the inside. So, yes, it's been really strong over the COVID period, because people were self-isolating and they were posting. And good old Australia Post, they're under the pump a little bit, but they're clearing through it all and they're getting more resources at it. So, yeah, let's all just keep sending Christmas cards, because it is a very special thing to do.
Well, as the president of the Australian Greeting Card Association, you would definitely be encouraging that, Henry. And I dare say a few people are also going to get the distant Santa shopping mall photos too, with the kids on one side and Santa on the other.
Yeah.
It's been so good to catch up with you. December is now upon us, and we hope that everybody does in fact send a Christmas card this year. From us to you, it's a bit early, but Merry Christmas, Henry, and thanks for talking to us this morning.
All the best to you guys. Remember that Christmas cards often stay on a bookshelf, on a refrigerator. We hold on to them for a while. And I'd like to leave you with a little sentiment from a great old singer named Jimmy Durante. And this Christmas, by sending Christmas cards, you make someone happy and you'll be happy too.